I got a fun Missouri District semifinal coming up here on the KMA video stream here this week as Mound City takes on Nottoway Valley. We're previewing the Mound City side of things now here today, talking with head coach Taylor Standiford. And coach, of course, you guys open up your postseason last week with a 52-8 win over North Andrew. I guess to start us off here, I guess kind of talk about that win. What'd you like from you guys there in that victory last week?
You know, I was really proud of the way our guys came into that game and really played all four quarters. We started the game off quick. We came out aggressive. We were super physical up front. I felt like we got some stuff cleaned up with our fumbles and penalties there, especially early. So it was really good to see those guys come out and do that we've been stressing on all year.
Certainly. I know throughout a lot of the year, obviously, a lot of your guys' offense has come from that ground game, you know, and whether it's Creighton Roop, Henry Smith, or Nick Ivey carrying the ball, you guys have found some success there. I guess kind of talk about, you know, when you guys are able to run the ball well, what's some of the things that are really kind of clicking on that offense for you guys?
For any time you have running backs, especially three of them, that can run for yards, it starts up front with our offensive line. Those guys have done a really good job this year, making holes for our backs, kind of getting a push there. But then it has come down to our backs doing a really good job of hitting those holes and then making some guys miss downfield.
Certainly. And the defensive side, obviously, you guys hold North Andrew to 8 points last week. What are some of the things maybe you liked from your defense? I guess maybe some of the guys that have kind of stepped up here late in the season now, obviously, to help you guys out on that defensive side of the ball.
I was really proud of our guys, the way that we kind of held their running game down, because they're a team that, you know, they've established the run game through the year in games that they've played, and we really kind of held that down. Our defensive line did a great job up there on Friday night, stopping that run game. Our linebackers have really kind of stepped up the last few weeks and filling holles there to do that. And then our secondary, you know, they're huge in our run support for us. So it's kind of a everybody doing their job aspect, and then everybody rallying to the ball and tackling.
Mm-hmm. Certainly, and of course, mentioned coming up this week, a district semifinal against over at Nottoway Valley. Obviously, a rematch from you guys, a matchup you guys had back in early October. You came up a couple scores shy there in that one. I guess just what's kind of the mindset, obviously, that you're looking to kind of instill your guys, obviously, as you guys gear up here for this postseason matchup, but also, again, as I mentioned, a rematch as well.
As you said, it is a rematch. We lost a couple scores earlier in the year. Our guys just got to come into this game with the right mindset. We got to fix a few things since we played that game. Execute a few things better offensively and defensively. They do a really good job with their pass game, finding some soft spots in our zone. So our guys have to do a good job of closing those zones down and making those windows tighter.
Sure. And what are going to maybe be some of the keys on the offensive side also here this week for you guys to be able to walk away with a win here on Friday?
I think the biggest thing for us will be establishing the run game. That's kind of been the key for us every game this year. We've got to establish that run game, let our play action passes develop off of that. And it's been just playing clean football, no fumbles, limiting penalties, not making mistakes to hurt ourselves.
So again, talking here with Mound City head coach Taylor Standiford. Coach, thank you so much for the time here today. Really appreciate it, and best of luck, of course, coming up here on Friday.
Thanks, sir.